White. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. January 1st, 1903. Dear Son Edson, I wish to write you a few words in regard to your proposition with reference to the first four chapters of Patriarchs and Prophets. I cannot promise to do what you ask, for the preparation of these chapters would take the time that I need for writing on the life of Solomon and the history of Israel following his reign. I want to move intelligently and wisely, not hurriedly. I suppose that is with you. Counsel with him. He will be able to tell you better than I could what should be done about this matter. I should do nothing without his judgment. Yesterday morning we heard that the Review and Herald Publishing Building has been burned to the ground. How sad this is. The financial loss that the fire will be to the cause we do not yet know. I hear that nothing was saved. This disaster may make a decided change in affairs. I hope that our brethren will heed the lesson that God is trying to teach them, and that they will not rebuild the publishing house in Battle Creek. God means that we shall not locate in the cities, for there are very stormy times before us. We have no time now to spend in contention. The moments are too precious. Do nothing, my son, that will give anyone occasion to speak evil of you. And if anyone speaks evil of you without occasion, do not retaliate. It will not pay. Let us cherish the tenderness and love of Christ. We are to accuse no man wrongfully, and if we are wrongfully accused, we are to refuse to be provoked. We are to utter no word in retaliation. Try to live peaceably with all men, and let the atmosphere surrounding your soul be sweet and fragrant. The Lord hears every unwise word that is spoken. If you will battle against selfish human nature, you will go forward steadily in the work of overcoming hereditary and cultivated tendencies to wrong. By patience, long-suffering, and forbearance, you will accomplish much. Remember that you cannot be humiliated by the unwise speeches of someone else, but that when you answer unwisely, you lose a victory that you might have gained. Be very careful of your words. I shall be willing to do almost anything that you and Brother Palmer, after consulting with Willie, think is best. I should like to give you something that would help the South, but it will be best for you to counsel with in regard to preparing books for this field. I cannot write more today.